Okay, feeling ready? Good morning, everybody. Today is September 7th. It is 9 a.m. We will call the Los Angeles County Board of Commissioners regular meeting to order this time. Commissioner Haas, would you please give us an invocation as well, sir?
Dear God, thank you for another day. As we start this day, we pray for your guidance and protection. Direct our paths and teach us the right thing to do. Let our words and our actions be ones that bring honor to your holy name. Amen.
Commissioner Lopez, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, the republic for which stands under God.
Thank you, Commissioners. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Haas?
Here.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Here.
Luis Lopez?
I am here. Any changes to the agenda, Mr. Duncan?
Commissioner, I'd like to have one item that would be under new business. Item H, consideration of AAM Ferry Stokes Asphalt Paving Grant application.
Entertained motion, please.
Motion to approve the agenda.
With that correction. Second.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Felix Lopez?
Yes. Item two, consideration of minutes. Item 2A, regular meeting minutes of August 3rd, 2021. We've all had these in our packet over the holiday weekend. We have an opportunity to read them. If there are no questions or concerns, entertain a motion, please.
Move to approve regular meeting minutes of August 3rd, 2021.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
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 Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Regular meeting minutes, August 17th, 2021. There are no questions or concerns, entertain a motion, please.
Motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of August 17, 2021.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Please, Lopez?
Yes. Correspondence, Commissioner Committee Reports. Commissioner Haas, would you like to go first today?
Sure. August 27th, we met with our Colorado Extension, Menzie Sherman, and on September 3rd, CCI Southern District met in Walsenburg. There were presentation and updates from CCI staff regarding pending legislation. Joy Gacknick from the USDA regarding wildlife control and management. Heidi Williams was there with the Director of Opioid Response for the Attorney General's Office. Terry Marshall, our Southeast Regional Field Manager, was present to give us an update on the Department of Local Affairs. On the evening of September 3rd, the Health Board had a emergency meeting, I guess you'd call it. The primary topic at the meeting was COVID, primarily the new Delta variant. Lots of discussion on how to address the current outbreak here in Los Angeles County. And the main message that I took home from that meeting was from the health board was everybody needs to get vaccinated. That's my report. Oh, one more thing. Wow, what a great Labor Day rodeo. Both days, the stock was fantastic. The Trinidad Roundups Association and with help from the Republican Party, tell you they really pulled off a really nice event, and everybody was really appreciative.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Lopez.
Yes, sir. As well, attended both of those meetings, the Southern Colorado Regional Meeting, as Commissioner Tony has mentioned, and the Board of Health. One of the meetings that we had last week as well was Opioids 101. And I thought that was so interesting, put on by CCI. The pharmacologist that did all the presentations spoke about what's an opiate, how did they begin, how have we gotten to the point that we're at, and certainly was very, very important. That was Opioids 101. And we're going to be having another presentation next week, Opioids 102. So it actually goes through the process of how one gets caught up on these opioids and what really happens at the end of the day. Another meeting that I attended was the virtual kickoff session on resiliency between Las Animas County and Huerfano County. And obviously we had people from the Office of Economic Development and International Trade, from DOLA, from various entities. And one of the things that they want us to really think about is, what are some of the priorities that we, through the ARC funds and or other resources, can partner and collaborate with county to be able to provide some of the services that pretty much have risen to the forefront of these needs. So that's my report, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. As well, I attended most of the same meetings. I was not available for the CCI. So thank you, gentlemen, for attending on our client's behalf. We did have that possible health department meeting, which I agree with the consensus. The requests from the health department is for people to take their responsibility and their best wishes and hopes were to everyone to get vaccinated and be careful due to this Delta variant. We did have a special board meeting for the Council of Governments on the August 19th. There were some issues where Council of Governments buildings were still not open to the public. That has been resolved. Council of Governments buildings in Walsenburg and in Los Angeles, Huerfano County, Los Angeles County, are now open to the public and moving forward with cautions advised for those that are visiting to be protecting themselves and possibly utilizing personal protection when they enter the facilities. The rodeo was this weekend. We attended the parade. The parade was greatly attended this weekend. So thank you, Kermit Roundup, for that. It was a great event. Good to see a lot of people congregating once again safely. And I also want to mention that this Saturday, a little over a year and a half ago maybe, the town of Branson, the school district came to see us regarding their Field of Dreams fundraiser for their football field. And if you can't remember, the football field was pretty much dirt and other teams were refusing to play it. Well, this Saturday, the games are happening. So the field is ready. And I'm going to plug myself because Whiskey Creek, my band, will be playing a concert after the football games are over. It's starting at 6 p.m. So come out, enjoy yourselves, an outdoor event. Watch the kids play football. We have a high school game and a junior high game and then a live concert, and it's all free. So hope to see you there in Branson, Colorado, Saturday. I believe the festivities start at 12:30. And that's all I have. And from the comment, do we have anybody on the call today that we would like to address the board? If you do, unmute yourself and we'll give you 3 minutes. Hearing none, item five, presentations, we have none. Elected officials updates. Item six, do we have Sheriff Navarrete on the call?
Good morning, commissioners. No updates today, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I'd like to thank the Sheriff's Department, the Police Department, and everybody that took part in that Touch a Truck. Thanks, Derek, for having everybody out there. That was a great event, too. Judy Monterano did a good job putting that together. I failed to mention. Thank you.
And Jody Mono called in. She's on the call today. Do we have Ms. McGill or Mr. Mestis from the clerk's office? Treasurer's office, Mrs. Lena, are you on the call today? Any other elected official, Mr. Solano or Mr. Berger? Okay, unfinished business, consideration of hangar assignment. Mr. Arnia.
Commissioners, the board had tabled consideration of hangar assignment at their last board meeting. I believe the information that was lacking, which I believe was in Exhibit 8, was provided. So I believe we're in a position
Council, do you have any concerns or questions?
No, this is fully executed.
Any comments or questions from the board? Entertain the motion, please.
Move for the approval of the hangar assignment.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Feliz Lopez?
Yes.
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 Commissioner Luis Sosa?
Yes. On the new business, item 8A, consideration of Mesa de Maya stormwater permit application renewal. Mr. Gardner.
Commissioner, before you is Mesa de Maya stormwater permit application renewal. It's pretty much standard form. And I'll be bringing on a few more in front of the board for the consideration in the next few weeks. So that's the board to approve this.
Any questions or concerns from the board? Not entertain motion, please.
I motion to approve Mesa de Maya permit.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Feliz Lopez?
Yes.
Luis Lopez?
Yes. Item B, consideration of Colorado Division of Reclamation's Mining and Safety Annual Report Fee and Map for M2018019 Arnold Pit. Mr. Gardner.
Commissioners, this is for the Colorado Division of Reclamation, Mining and Safety Annual Report Fee and Map. Prior consideration was a stormwater permit for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Violence. Number of state federal agencies in this year around the pits. This is for the Division of Reclamation, Mining and Safety Annual Report that we have to submit to all our ground bids. The our bid, I believe, is a 112 permitted bid, so 10 acres. Fee is $791. I ask the board to approve this report fee for the whole bid.
Are any questions or concerns from the board? Not entertain a motion, please.
Move for approval of the Colorado Division of Reclamation Mining and Safety Annual Report and Fee of $791 and map for M2018019 Arnold Pit.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Item C, consideration of gray and black marijuana grant. Mrs. Coveney?
Good morning. I don't know if Derek is on, if he wants to talk about it a little bit, because I did the application, but they did submit a letter. Derek might want to actually talk about that.
Never.
I'm sorry, which one was this? I had a call come in just now.
The gray and black marijuana grant.
Okay. Yeah, we have put in our intents to apply for that again, and there's a lot of paperwork that we have to get and some stats, but hopefully we can get that all set up and get this submitted. I can't remember when the date is on that. We just got our award this from last year this year, so they're a little slow with their process, but I'm going to check on that again and see what we need to get fixed up for the stats and all the application process.
Okay, and the way I'm reading it here, we're looking at about 125,000 request we might go looking at. Well, at the end of the total request was 125,917.
I think the application was, I think, by population. I think that's how they actually do the gray and black grant by population. So okay. That's why this year we only got 2,600 because of the funding was cut. So let's hope that we get more.
5 years ago, we got 40 some thousand and it's been decreasing ever since, right?
Correct, correct. And I know that they're requesting that, but I think they do it by population on that. So let's just hope that they get more money this year because it looks like it's cost them a lot of money for the investigation. Okay, and this grant is due on the 17th of September. So I have to have it uploaded by then.
Sheriff, on this particular grant, you're asking for a full-time FTE as well as a dedicated vehicle for the investigations of illicit marijuana grows. Is that correct?
Yes, I believe that the investigator sergeant's putting in for that funding. Whether we get it or not remains to be seen. As we said, it's been getting cut every year that we've got it. So, but we're going to put in for it. It's been time consuming, and that position would really benefit us.
Thank you.
And I know Sheriff, you can't elaborate on recent marijuana activities, but if you could share with us a little bit of the recent activities in Los Angeles County with the marijuana enforcement you've had success with.
Yes. In the last month, we've taken about 400 to 500 plants off of different sites that we've been investigating. So we stay very active and busy with this. So, but we're continuing to do this. The last one was a couple weekends ago when we did, but we're planning on some more before the grow seasons on the outdoor kind of dwindling down. But we continue to get investigations almost weekly with this, and it's just a matter of putting all the time and effort into it to see how we can best investigate and plan. But it's not stopping anytime soon, it don't seem.
Good. That's good news to hear, and keep up the good work. I appreciate you and working with Mrs. Coakley on this marijuana impact grants that Randy got. So if there are no other questions or comments, we'll entertain the motion, please.
I motion to approve the application of the gray and black marijuana grant.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Pete Soltis?
Yes.
Julie Soltis?
Yes. In consideration of a memorandum of understanding between Los Angeles County, City of Trinidad, the Nature Conservancy, Trust for Public Lands pertaining to the Department of Local Affairs Impact Grant for Fisher's Peak State Park. Mr. Dorican.
Commissioner, before you is, as you alluded to, Commissioner Lopez, a memorandum of understanding between the four different entities that you mentioned, the Fisher's Peak Impact Study. And over the past, what has been a year or longer, going back and forth, I think we've got everything that we would like with perhaps a couple of items.
And this has been an ongoing process to get this lined up. So I think if there's no other concerns from our legal counsel, we can move forward.
I'm giving you the concerns.
Do we have any questions from the board? No, entertain a motion, please.
I'll move for the approval of the MOU between Los Angeles County, City of Trinidad, Nature Conservancy, Trust for Public Lands, pertaining to the Department of Local Affairs and Impact Grant for Fisher Peak State Park.
Second that motion.
Commissioner Pete Soltis?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee Soltis?
Yes. Item E, consideration of OBCC number 6968 to Ernest Davalos for $795.03. Get to it. And I believe this is for a registration fee that was refunded due to that it was charged twice, I believe, so it's a refund in the clerk's office. So looks like a standard procedure for us. I have no other questions or concerns. If there are no questions from the board, entertain a motion, please.
I motion to approve OBCC number 6968 to Mr. Ernest Davalos for $7.95.03.
I have a motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Pete Sotos?
Yes.
Luis Sotos?
Yes. Item F, consideration of parcel 1258077, quick claim deed. Mr. Arnie.
Commissioners, with the help of Los Angeles County Treasurer Donna Leonetti, and I do appreciate all her help, we held an auction for mentioned property. We sought to have Section 4, Township 32 South, Range 59 West of the 6th Reservoir Rating, containing 48 acres more or less. It's county property or was county property. We held that auction August 31st. The bid did come in at the certified amount, the assessor certified amount, so I think we are okay with the work decisions quickly. I think it was $7,072, I think.
Are there any questions from the board? Entertain a motion, please.
Motion to approve parcel 1258077, quick claim deed.
Second.
Mr. Pete Sotos?
Yes.
Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Luis Sotos?
Yes. Item G, consideration of drone insurance for Sheriff's Office. Ms. Chavez, are you on the call?
Yes, I am on the call. I will defer to the sheriff. We did go out and get bids, two different bids for drone insurance, one from CTSI and the other farm, I believe we are going to look at today.
Yes, commissioners. Yeah, I had submitted a couple of quotes. We had discussed this prior, not on record, but the two quotes that you should have, we went with the 860, I believe it's Gallagher. And the question that came up was just the signing of the insurance. So I don't know if that's something I can do or the board needs to discuss that.
You're talking about the signature for responsibility party, responsible party?
It is. It's the binding paperwork that should be attached to the Gallagher's quote. That was the question that came up. But if you can look at that, I am not sure. We had Pam look at that also, so I don't know if she might have some idea on that.
So we probably won't need an executive on this. It appears, Sheriff, that you can sign it as the authority party as a sheriff, as long as we approve it today here of the $860. So there's no concern there. We can move forward. You have any concerns on that, Sheriff?
I don't. Yeah, that's what we're waiting on, and I do have that in the budget. I'll find that and we can get that started.
Okay. Then I guess we can move forward. If there are no other questions from the board, we'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve the drawn insurance for the Sheriff's Office.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Pete Sotos?
Yes.
Luis Sotos?
Yes. Thank you, Sheriff. Item H, consideration of EIF Perry Stokes Asphalt Paving Grant Application. Mr.
Commissioner, before you for your consideration was an energy impact assistance fund grant for placing asphalt out at the Perry Stokes Airport in front of the hangars, and then also a 3-inch overlay of a taxiway that's just east of those hangars. And with these improvements, if DOA allows for their portion to be available, with these improvements, we should have hopefully mitigate the complaints and stuff that we're receiving about from the pilots about their crops on their planes getting chewed up because of the loose millings that have fallen apart over the years. You get asphalt millings are shot up, rejuvenating each other on top of them, but they're starting to fall apart. So the county's going to match request of $125,000 from Dover with $125,000 cash. And Finance Director Christy Corbley is doing some maneuvering with funds to make those funds available for this year. So I ask the board to approve this grant application.
Thank you, Mr. Orenkamp. Do we have any questions regarding the grant application?
No. Chair, if I may, the only one question that I have here, when I'm looking at the spreadsheet that is attached to the grant application, we're looking at a total expenditures that exceed the revenue. And then we have a footnote to include, this includes total outstanding liability from multi-year debt obligations, lease purchases agreements, certificates of participation, and other debt instruments. Mr. Dorenkamp, can you extrapolate on that? Because the difference between the two is just slightly over $2 million between the revenues and expenses.
Are you talking on the financial application or the financial spreadsheet?
That is correct.
And Finance Chris Colby, please chime in. But what, the way Chris explained to me, Commissioners, I believe the number, the airport's numbers are based upon the actual asset values out there, not necessarily the revenues. Which line item are you looking at?
Okay, I'm looking at the line item 21 and 22, J and K.
Finance Director Corbley, can you help me?
Yes, sorry, I was trying to pull it up off my email so I can follow along. Give me 1 second so I can look at that. So that's our budget. That's our budget for 2020. Oh, no, I'm sorry, for 2021. That's the budget amount. So it says total budget revenue. So that's every fund. And then that's our expenditures, our budget expenditures for all funds. So that's even including DHS. So that's what that is. That's our budget.
Thank you, Christy.
Sure, you're welcome.
We have any other questions or concerns from the board?
There's on page 22, 23. The date that this was supposed to be submitted was 9/3.
That's what I mentioned earlier, Commissioner, that the deadline was 9/3, so it's a post approval.
Okay, so does the date have to be changed?
I will submit a revised date to DOLA today.
With that information, I'll approve the EIF Perry Stokes Asphalt Paving Grant application.
Second that motion.
Commissioner Pete Stoltz?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee Stoltz?
Yes. Item 9, financial matters considerations of bill and payout for the second half of August 2021. Mrs. Coverty.
Payroll as of August 31st, 2021 is $162,357.72. Any questions on payroll?
Doesn't appear so.
Okay. Bills paid on August 18th is $75,621.07. In that we've put half down for digitizing for our assessor for $11,554. We returned the funds that the grant funding we received for Five Star of $21,025.63. And then an insurance claim for one of our maintenance trucks for $6,512.
Christy, did we use any funds from the five-star program at all?
We did. I think it was about $1,700, I think, is what we used.
Okay.
$1,700 because we bought some supplies. We paid the health department for the training. And then it was in kind of some of the employees' work that they did, research and everything. So it's about $1,700 that we kept.
Thank you.
Sure, you're welcome. On August 20th, we purchased fuel for $17,308.80. August 25th, $43,121.94. And nothing out of the ordinary for August 25th. And that's it.
Come back question in balance of the five star, we can continue to keep that in our fund balance for now in case we that activates again, right?
No, we had to return that $21,000. And I did forget the city did reimburse this because, you know, the city was in partner with us. They did reimburse us, I think, like $403, I think, for their portion of some of it. I think that's what it was. But no, we had to return that money by August 31st.
Okay, if there are no other questions for Mrs. Coverly, we'll entertain a motion, please.
I move to approve the bills and payroll for the second half of August 2021.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Felix Lopez?
Yes. Item 10, executive session, board meeting executive session under CRS 24-6-4024B, conferring with the county attorney for the purposes of receiving legal advice on specific legal questions, retirement, extension office MOU, masks, Rybog, County Road 52.4, health, fire ordinance, and an art show, and under CRS 24-6-4024E, determining positions relative to matters that may be subject to negotiations, developing strategies for negotiations, and instructing negotiators, focus group, and item B, budget. May I hear motion, please?
Move to go into executive session.
Second.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Commissioner Lisa?
Yes, we'll take a 5-minute recess.
And Christy and Kim, when you guys can, would you please come up to executive? Thank you.